1. The destination. If you recall, I opened this book by describing the situation I so often encounter in companies. Now that we've discussed the work necessary to transform, I'd like to revisit this list, this time with where I hope your transformation will take you. The role of technology. Your company understands the critical and essential role that technology plays in enabling your business and the experience you provide to your customers. When new technologies emerge that you believe have the potential to be relevant, you immediately designate some engineers to learn that technology and to consider how it may be able to solve problems for your customers in ways that are just now possible. This goes far beyond using technology for operational efficiencies. You understand that technology allows you to reconsider what's possible and reimagine every aspect of your existing business. You view your product managers, product designers, engineers, and data scientists as absolutely core to your business. You would no sooner consider outsourcing them than you would outsource your executives. Coaching. You have developed and embraced a culture of coaching. Every single member of a product team has at least one manager that is committed to helping her reach her potential. You have built a reputation as a company where ordinary people who are competent and have good character can develop into a member of an extraordinary product team. Staffing. Your hiring managers know that they are personally responsible for recruiting candidates, ensuring a strong interview and hiring process, and then onboarding with these new people and ensuring they are successful. Strong staffing has become a core competency for your managers. Product vision. You have an inspiring and compelling product vision that unites the various product teams from across the organization in a common purpose that is meaningful to your customers. This vision will likely take you between 3 and 10 years to fully realize, but you are consistently making progress on this vision quarter by quarter. Team topology. You have designed your team topology to optimize for empowerment and autonomy. The people on your product teams feel real ownership over a meaningful piece of the larger whole, and they understand how and when to work with their colleagues on other teams to collaborate on larger problems. Product strategy. You are executing on a product strategy that focuses on the most important goals and is powered by insights that come from your data and your ongoing interactions with customers. The result is that you know the most impactful problems that you need your teams to solve. Team objectives. These problems to solve are assigned to specific product teams with team objectives. Those teams then use product discovery techniques to figure out the tactics that can actually solve the problems, and product delivery builds that solution to bring it to market. Relationship to business. Today, the relationship between the product teams and your business leaders and stakeholders is one of mutual respect and true collaboration. The product teams work closely with the stakeholders to come up with solutions that customers love, yet work for the business. Both the teams and the stakeholders understand and embrace this. Empowered teams. More important, the product teams are empowered to come up with the best solutions to the problems they've been asked to solve, and they are accountable to the results. The engineers are constantly looking to apply new technology in new ways to better solve customer problems. The designers are continuously working to provide the necessary user experience. The product managers take responsibility for the value and the viability of the solutions. The teams are inspired and proud to be working collaboratively with skilled colleagues on meaningful problems. They have a strong sense of ownership and define their success by their consistent contributions to customers and the company. The state I'm describing here is still not easy. You will always have strong competitors that covet your customers, but now you are equipped to not just fight back, but to grow and thrive by continuously innovating on behalf of your customers. Final thoughts. My deep hope is that the many product leaders out there who were never fortunate enough to receive serious coaching will now have a resource to help them raise their game, and hence raise the level of their people. Even beyond that, I am especially hopeful that the next generation of leaders will read this and understand what they need to do to be the leader their people and company deserve. I am hopeful that you'll all go off and become exceptional product leaders. I hope you will be able to work in a company that knows how to utilize your talents. Finally, I hope you will use your talents and your energies for good. Acknowledgements.